Seven former and current Microsoft employees have sued the software maker for $5 billion, alleging racial bias. The suit was filed today in U.S. District Court in Washington. It charges that Microsoft paid African-American employees less than their white counterparts and passed them over for promotions. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
It has been a rough spell for the software giant. Last year, a federal judge ordered the company split in two following a lengthy and historic antitrust trial. That case is on appeal. But now Microsoft has another legal headache. Microsoft is being accused of discriminating against some of its black employees. Willie Gary is lead attorney in the case. He says the large payout being sought by the plaintiffs is reasonable given Microsoft's financial might and its clout in the software industry.
You might say, well, why a $5 billion lawsuit? Well, let me tell you this. It's peanuts. As I indicated, this is just a lawsuit. There's two sides to every story. They have their side. We have our side. We just feel within our hearts, we can feel it in our bellies. We know that we are right.
In the suit, the plaintiff's lawyers accuse Microsoft of fostering a plantation environment where black workers were routinely denied promotions and were reprimanded when they complained about unfair treatment. The suit points out that of the more than 21,000 employees at Microsoft, only about 500 are African American. Microsoft doesn't dispute those figures, but it says the total minority representation at the company has gone up steadily from 16.8% in 1997 to around 22% today. Deborah Willingham, Vice President of Human Resources at Microsoft, says the company has spent $100 million to stimulate interest in technology careers among women and minorities.
This is a challenging and complex issue. It's an issue that all companies in the high-tech industry struggle with. We have taken a number of activities that we think will help over the long term, but certainly we will continue to do more in hopes that our progress can continue.
Today's suit adds six new plaintiffs to an existing discrimination lawsuit filed on behalf of former Microsoft salesman Ron Jackson. Jackson, who spent 17 years in Microsoft's Washington, D.C. office, says he was repeatedly passed over in favor of less qualified employees.
So we're not here because we're just disappointed because we didn't get a promotion or we didn't get a bonus, okay? I think we all looked in the mirror and did a lot of soul searching as to why did I not receive this promotion? Why have I not advanced my career? Let me go back and improve upon my skills. Let me go back and be a team player and do other things in order to improve my career. And we all get stuck on that treadmill.
African Americans represent less than 3.5% of Americans employed in technology fields. That's according to a recent study of technology workers. Michael Vershow is head of the Business and Economic Development Program at the University of Washington. He says Microsoft has done a pretty good job in trying to bridge the gap between those with and without technology skills.
Microsoft has been a major player in giving dollars and scholarships and financial support to historical black colleges and universities. I was looking at their company website or their corporate contribution website earlier today. The list of Native American colleges and universities they give to supporting scholarships for Latino college students. It's really a pretty impressive list of things that Microsoft has been doing.
The discrimination case is being brought before U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson. Ironically, it was Jackson who called for Microsoft to be split up after the government's antitrust trial. Attorney Willie Gary, meanwhile, is no stranger to big cases against large companies. Along with attorney Johnny Cochran, Gary has a $1.5 billion discrimination lawsuit pending against Coca-Cola. The new legal blow against Microsoft didn't hurt the company's stock today. Its shares rose more than 10% following a move by the Federal Reserve to cut a key interest rate 0.5 percentage point. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.